Last fall, a neighborhood restaurant in Brooklyn was named by the influential Zagat Survey as one of the 7 best restaurants in New York City. With just 13 tables, a small staff, and reasonable prices, it joined the loftiest culinary ranks. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg continues her series on food with a visit to the grocery.
Do we need to cook some more of this?
We need to cook more after that.
Here, take this away.
I'd say the restaurant was the size of a postage stamp, but that doesn't leave me any way to describe the tiny kitchen. Still, they produce some terrific food.
Brioche toast, toasted hazelnuts, white wine risotto with duck confit, butternut squash, and pumpkin seeds.
Do we have pumpkin seeds?
When they went into business in 1999, Charles Kiley and Sharon Pachter never imagined the grocery would score a near-perfect 28 for food in Zagat, the same score awarded to the fanciest New York super gourmets, Le Bernardin, Danielle, Peter Luger.
It's a different kind of restaurant. You know, we have white tablecloths, but there's paper on top. There's not 3 people at the door. There's no manager. There's no sommelier. There's no maitre d'.
There's no fancy linens. There's no fancy china. There's not a hierarchy of crystal glasses for, depending on what bottle of wine you order.
Sharon and I set out to open a neighborhood restaurant. We opened the restaurant that we were looking for to dine at.
Good evening, grocery. Can you please hold? Thank you.
Now, after Zagat readers put them in the top 7, the grocery's phone is ringing off the hook, and they have to deal with lots of expectations and some skepticism.
What's this tiny little Brooklyn restaurant getting 28 points for, looking to see if we're really worthy? So our focus is to make sure that we wow everyone that walks through the door.
An appetizer we tasted was a wow, roasted red and gold beets with goat cheese ravioli, a few fried shallots strewn on top, plus toasted pine nuts. It's been a staple at the grocery for years. Pachter and Kiley haven't changed their menus since Zagat. They haven't raised their prices. You can dine there for $50 a piece. Not cheap, but meals at the other top 7 restaurants cost at least twice that.
The thing that we were concerned about most when all this press came out was that people were going to be disappointed.
We were concerned that people will come here with the wrong expectation.
And what's happened?
We're making people happy.
It's cozy to walk into the grocery. Plain, pale gray walls, simple sconces, a votive candle, and a clementine on each table. No flowers. The greeting is warm, the service sincere. They've had to hire a full-time reservationist to work the phones now, and a few more waiters plus an extra cook, because for the past 2 months, they are doing 2 seatings a night, most nights.
Now it's every day is like
2.5, 3 turns. At 5:30, we're full. At 12 o'clock at night, we're still cooking.
And do you not ever stand in there and go, oh, my God, you know, don't be careful what you wish for because look at us?
Well, honestly, we never even thought to wish for something like that. You couldn't imagine far enough to wish for something like this. And we're ecstatic that it's this busy.
Sharon Pachter, 41, and Charles Kiley, 37, don't seem wrung out by their success. Maybe they've been together long enough to take it all in stride.
Partners in work, partners in life.
Together for 11 years, and we've been engaged for 10 years.
They're so busy, some 15-hour days, that they don't get to eat much, but they make up for it after closing time.
On Saturday night, when we're off the next day, we'll quite often go to an all-night restaurant and have a Swiss patty melt.
10 minutes!
Now, over in Manhattan, there's lots of attitude about this little Brooklyn engine that could. Raised eyebrows, smug smiles. Well, it's probably okay for Brooklyn. And in Brooklyn, some regulars fuss that it's harder to get a table at the grocery now that their neighborhood hole in the wall has been discovered. But Charlie Kiley tries to hold back a table or two for his regulars. He knows it's customers who got them their top rating in the first place. Customers do the voting for Zagat.
It's an approval rating. And the people that are exposed to us, we've got a very small,
it's a very small pool
of
sure.
voters, which is just means that the people that do know us really like us, which is great. It'll be interesting to see what happens next year. It'd be nice to see if we could keep, you know, some of the same numbers. I don't think it's possible to keep the 28, but we'll see.
After the grocery got its top rating, a New York Times restaurant critic revisited the place and applauded. But William Grimes said a perfect pop song can't grip the imagination the way a Chopin Polonaise can. Still, for lovers of perfect pop songs, the grocery is one great performance. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
Let's go! Lights, music, we're open!
Recipes from the grocery are at npr.org.